Okay, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Yutes, Simen Yutes, Halacha Beis. It is on page Kuf Chaf. Page Kuf Chaf. I have to make new handouts. Okay, Kuf Chaf. Taha v'loy ama mashav ruach mor nageshem. Okay, this is a nightmare. Everyone's worst nightmare. Wake up in the middle of the night, a cold sweat. Oh no. I forgot to say mashav ruach mor nageshem. Did you ever have the experience? This happened to me a few times. It's very painful. You wake up, you go to sleep, lying down.
The forgetting part or the cold sweat part?
Lying down, come home, very tired, come home very late. This happened to me a few times. Come very late, get undressed, take a shower, get in pajamas, get to bed. You lie and close your eyes. Oh no, I didn't daven Ma'ariv. I didn't daven Ma'ariv. Did that happen to you? No, you're very lucky. Gotta get up. Gotta get dressed. Gotta go daven Ma'ariv. It's one thing you can say Kriya Shema. So you can say Kriya Shema when you're sleeping in your bed, but you have to go daven Ma'ariv. That's already a whole different story. Okay, but here we have a situation where a person does not remember. I shouldn't say not remember. Because you don't remember. You should know there are a lot of leniencies if you have a suffix. We have to get into more detail. I think he discusses it. I have to look that up in more detail. But let's discuss the case where you know for sure, you are absolutely certain you did not say Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem in the proper location of the Shemon Esrei. Toho, V'loi Omar Mashiv HaRuach HaMor HaGeshem Im Niska Kodim Shomar HaBorocha Mechaye HaMesim. If you remember before you say Baruch HaTo Hashem Mechaye HaMesim, let's make it very simple at this moment in time. You did not say Hashem's name Baruch HaTo. Before you said Hashem's name, you remember that you did not say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, and during the time of the year when you're supposed to say it, which means after Shmini Atzeres, the day after Shmini Atzeres. So what you do then is Oimer B'Mokam Sheniskar. What you should do is you should say Mashiv, or just say the words right then and there, Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. You do not have to go back to Ata Gibor. Right, we discussed this fits very much, this fits better if you are of the opinion that you say Geshem with a segel, not with a komatz. If you say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, it's a standalone statement, it's not part of a sentence, it can be said anywhere in the bracha of Mechaye HaMesim. Rak Shelo Yehe Be'emtza Inyin, it should not be said in the middle of nowhere, try to find a place where, in the middle of a sentence. Going for example, if you say the words mekayim emunaso before you say lishene afar, do not say ma shivruch there, oimer gam kain lishene afar, and then you say the ma shivruch. And then you say Michamocha. The Imrotza Yoch Vimroitza. Yocholem Lagarmi Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem Mechal Kal Chaim. If you want, you can go back. If you do want, you can go back. You can say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem Mechal Kal Chaim Mechesed Mechayim Esem Racham Amem. If you want, you can go back to the very beginning, and then you can repeat all of the words in the middle. Then you can do so. Again, as we mentioned, if you say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, it's a little bit better to go back and say Mechal Kal Chaim Mechesed. If you say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, not Goshem, then it's a statement that stands alone. Then it's not so terrible if you go and you just say wherever you're up to, as long as you're not in the middle of an inyan, and you continue from where you left off. Aval, im lo niskar aliyach hashesim habracha. Here it says, if you do not remember until you finish the bracha, so you said Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye HaMesim, and you're about to say Ato Kadosh, the third bracha, and now you remember that you did not say Ma'asher when I get Hashem. So it says here, Tzoruch Lachso L'Roish Tfilah Shmona Esrei. So along comes the Kitzer, he's very machmir, and he says you have no choice but to start the Shmona Esrei once again. It's too late. V'losagi Shiaschal Ato Gibor. It's certainly not sufficient to start with Ato Gibor, to start from the second bracha again. Ki Agimel Brachos HaMishonis Kechad L'Chashivi. It's Linyan Zeh. They are considered one with regard to the same. In Yinshim Sina Brachos Shloi Kohegin Tzach Lachso L'Roish HaTfila. Next. Taha B'Ma'ariv. So now this goes on, this time some loose ends. Taha B'Ma'ariv. If you make a mistake, B'Ma'ariv Shal Pesach, Oy B'Shachris, Oy B'Musaf, Le Amoroi, Ein Tzarech Lachso, you do not need to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So Pesach is the day when we stop saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. We stop saying it by Mincha, or if you daven nusach svar, you stop saying it by musaf. We discussed this last week because they make the announcement merid hatol. But let's say a person does not know the halacha and he gets confused, and ma'ariv, the night, the first night of Pesach, already by ma'ariv, he decides, oh, today we're going to say Geshem. So let me get a head start, and let me omit Masha V'ruach Morda Geshem by ma'ariv. Let me omit it by Shachris. You're not supposed to do that. Everyone agrees that you're supposed to continue saying Masha V'ruach Morda Geshem by ma'ariv and by Shachris. And if you make a mistake and you omit it by ma'ariv and Shachris, since already today is the Zman when we stop saying it, you are okay. You do not need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. That's very important halacha. Okay, now, let's go back to the halach we mentioned above. The Mekitzah Shulchan Aruch says this is a matter of fact, and he doesn't bring any other opinions. And Rav Bruon over here on the bottom does not even mention any other opinions. Interesting, I have to go look in the Kuntres Acher in the second edition. By the way, this one you have in front of you is an old edition. This is available online for free. Since this was printed, Rav Bruon, he reprinted the Sefer, and he wrote a second set of Chidushim, which he called... Both. There are changes in the actual text of the first edition, and then he added a whole new section which he called Kuntres Acharon, the latter Kuntres, which is appended to the bottom, the three typeset, everything is done, it's clear, the dals and the reishes are distinguishable, not like we have over here, the chavs and the bezes and the dals and the reishes, you can tell the difference. Okay, but in any event, let's review this halacha and what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. And I'm going to read the Mishnah Berurah, read the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not just going to read you what it says in the Mishnah, read the Shulchan Aruch. It says here very clearly that if a person makes a mistake and it concludes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, and then you realize you did not say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem, you are certain you did not say it, you have no choice but to start the Shemona Esrei all over again. Now let me give you another example. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh, and you're supposed to say Yalla V'Yavo, and you conclude the bracha of Ritzei, HaMachazir Shechina So Litzion, and now you're up, so you conclude the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMachazir Shechina So Litzion, you blew it, so what do? You have to go back and start from Ritzei all over, you don't repeat the whole Shemona Esrei, but you start from Ritzei, right? That's basically what would come out from this halacha. What would be another example? Another example would be at the end of Modim, if you don't say Al Hanisim, right? You conclude the bracha Hatov Shemcha Ulcha Noel Lehodos, and you did not say Al Hanisim. Let's put that on the side because those rules are a little bit different; they're much more lenient. Let me read you what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is Siman Kuf Yudalet Sifkad Vav Bamed Mamurim. When is it true, the halacha, shemachazirin oiso, that we tell a person to repeat the Shemona Esrei, kishaloi amar bimosa hageshem and marir hageshem, hainu kishemisayim kol habracha. Okay, so far so good. In the Shulchan Aruch, this is not Mishnah, but this is the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Kaira. And the hischil bracha sheachareha. In other words, you said the word atah, Baruch atah Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim Atah, for Atah Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, U'Kadosh Shemchol Yomi HaLulucha Sela. You said the word Atah. Once you said the word Atah, it's too late. V'Oz Choyzer L'Rosh HaTfila. Aval, however, Im Nizkar Koydim Shesim HaBracha. If you remember before, that's simple. If you remember that you did not say Mashavuach before, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim. No problem. Yoimar B'Mokom Sheniskar. That's like we learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If you did not yet say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, so just then, right then and there, before you conclude the Baruch, before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Mashiv HaRuach U'Moirid HaGeshem, and the Kitzur elaborates, just don't say it in the middle of a sentence. Try to say it at a part of the Baruch that is where there's a comma or a period. And if you really want, you can go back and you can say Mechal Kol Chayim after you say Mashiv HaRuach U'Moirid HaGeshem. But then he goes on to say the following shocking statement. Even if you finish the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, and you did not yet say the word Atah, the Nizkar Koidem Shehischil Atah Kadosh, Ein Tzorich Lachzor, Ele Oimer, Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGeshem, Beloi Chasima. The Shulchan Aruch says, You can say Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayei Hameisim Mashiv Haruach Umayrid Hageshem Ato Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh. You can say Mashiv Haruach Umayrid Hageshem in between Bracha number 2 and Bracha number 3, because as long as you did not yet start the next Bracha, you're still considered to be involved in the second bracha, even though you already concluded the words of Mechayei Hameisim. This is the opinion of a Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, there's a very big disagreement between the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he's quoting from other sources, other Rishonim, and the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Karo, who's much more lenient. So what should we do? Halacha l'maisa. So the Mishnah Brura is very lenient. Let me read you the words of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says, Ve'afilu im siyem, v'chein im niskar li'achash amar Hashem. So the Mishnah Brura says even a bigger chiddush. Let's say Baruch, the case of the Shulchan Aruch is where you say Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayei Hameisim. Right? Mechayei Hameisim. Oh, I didn't say Mashiv Haruach. Okay, no problem. Say it now. Say it now. Mashiv Haruach Amorin Hageshem before you say the word Ato Kadosh. Mishnah Brura, new case. Baruch Ato Hashem. Oh, I didn't say Mashiv Haruach Amorin Hageshem. What should I do at this point in time? The Mishnah Brura says, say the next two words, Mechayei Hameisim, and then say, Mashiv Haruach Umorid Hageshem. Now wait, hold on a second. What?
Same out.
Same out, right, exactly. Vafilim sim, chenim nizcha lach Hashem HaHashem, Yisai Mechayei Hameisim, Yomer Tekev Mashiv Umorid Hageshem. Elo Oimer, however, V'nochon l'chadchila shiyem miyal l'bal yamtin, l'yach l'bal yamtin, okay, b'loi chasima, let's extrapolate, the Mishnah Brura says. Doesn't say it's in Shulchan Aruch. V'hu adin, im shachach yale v'yavoy b'roish chodesh, and you finish the bracha ma'chazir shechina sol tzion, shachar su mincha, v'nizkol yachash esim ha'bracha sa'machazir sh'oimer sham b'mukaymoy, you say yale v'yavoy, right then and there. U'maschil, and when you finish, you begin modim. Here is the logic. The Mishnah Brura gives us the reasoning. As long as you have not yet started the next bracha, it's not considered the bracha is over. The bracha lingers. It lingers on until you actually begin the word of the next bracha. Le'inyin kol hadvarim, with regard to all matters, shemachazirin oiso, which you would be required otherwise to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, afalpi, shenikra sim, even though it is called a conclusion. Now, for example, al-hanisim. Al-hanisim, once you finish, atoiv shimcha ulecho no'el lehodos, Baruch Ato Hashem, Atov Shemcho Lucho Noel Lohodos. Oh, I didn't say Al Hanisim. So let me now say Al Hanisim right here and now, because as long as I did not yet start Sim Shalom, that's the answer. That on the one hand, we're making a very fine line. Once you finish the bracha with Hashem's name, it is considered to be a conclusion. And therefore you should not do anything further. Only with regard to those things that are not essential. For example, Al-Hanisim. Al-Hanisim is not essential. If you forget to say Al-Hanisim, you did not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, once you say Atov Shemcho Luchonu El-Hodos, you're done. Go into the next bracha. But when it comes to things which are essential, Yalev Yavo, Mashiv Haruach, then you are permitted to insert these words as long as you have not yet started the next bracha. Yeah.
Frame the logic of this a little bit differently. In these two examples, you already have a regular insertion. You have Kedusha, which is a regular insertion between Mechayei Hameisim and the start of the...
I don't know if that's correct, because it's not an insertion. Kedusha is part of the Brach of Ato Kadosh. I don't know if that's 100%. No, it's not an insertion. The Kedusha is the bracha of Ato Kadosh. It is appended. It is actually the beginning of the third bracha. It is kedusha. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh is a portion of Ata Kadosh Hashem Lecha Kadosh. It's not, okay, we have three brachas, A, B, and C, and now we're going to put in D. D is going to be inserted in between D and C. I don't think that's true. I think Kedusha is actually part of C. It's not called an insertion. And when you finish Modim, there is no insertion. What insertion do you have? You have Yalav, you have Ritzeh. After Ritzeh, you have Modim. There's no insertion.
Yes, but Modim is part of what bracha?
Excellent.
But,
so
in a sense,
maybe.
It has to be part of it.
I don't think it's an insertion.
No.
There are three brachas.
It's part of a bracha.
There's Ritzeh, there is Modim, and there's Simshom. It's a third bracha. It's a separate bracha. It's a Modim is part of it's a separate bracha. There are 19 brachas. It's a separate bracha. Ritzeh, Zavoda.
The essential bracha is the Yalpulam.
Okay, but it's not an insertion. I believe that's part of the actual bracha modem. So this is it. Now let's go further. Yeah.
Going back to the Chavetz Chaim's example. So is it because Baruch Atah Hashem? So his recommendation was at that point finish the bracha and then say, what if you just said Baruch Atah? You didn't say Hashem's name.
No, then you can go back. Then you could say. Then it's better to say Mashiv Baruch Amor Hageshem Baruch Atah Hashem Lechayei Hamesim.
So you're just doubling up.
Absolutely. Right. Those two words. Because if you didn't say Hashem's name, there's no harm in repeating words. Only when you kill Hashem, then you can't say Hashem's name in vain. Now, here we go, what he says over here. Let's go further. Goyin Havdalah, Avi Shtugasim Lin Devarim Shem Achzim Nosok, good for example, Havdalah, B'chonein Hadoas. Why don't we say this? You forgot to say Ato Chonan Tanu, right? You forgot to say, so you say Baruch Ato Hashem Chonein Hadoas. The bracha lingers. As long as it did not yet say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, let me now insert Ato Chonantanu. The answer is no. Since Ato Chonantanu is not essential, you can say the whole Shulchan Aruch, you just say later on, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, therefore, or you make Avdallah, so it's not essential. Therefore, then in this regard, we do consider the words Baruch Ato Hashem Chonein Hadoas to be a complete conclusion of the bracha. Yeah?
When would you say, take that example now, because I've had it, I forgot.
Yeah.
I thought I had a week to make up doll in the house. You're allowed to say a mavdil.
You must. If you want to do malacha, if you conclude the Shemana Esrei and you want to do malacha, you must say the words Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Those words. After the Shemana Esrei. And what's the halacha if you come home and you eat before you make havdalah? If you get to say Ata Baruch HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. And you forget to make havdalah, and you eat. What's the halacha? You have daven over Shemona Esrei. Not everyone knows this halacha. No, malacha is leniency. We learn these halachas together. We learned them together. Malacha, it's okay. But if you eat, if a person eats, he forgets both. Two strikes. You forget to say Ato Chanantanu, and you forget to make havdalah, and you eat. You have to daven over the Shemona Esrei. Okay, I remember the first time I learned that halacha, I was shocked. Yeah. What? You have to daven over the Shemona Esrei, you forget to say Ato Chanantanu, only if you forget to make havdalah. Yeah, that's the halacha. Okay, v'yalav yavav yavav. Now, also, furthermore, they have the same idea when it comes to saying yalav yavav at Ma'ariv. If you forgot to say yalav yavav at Ma'ariv, we know that's not essential. You do not need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So when you conclude the bracha, machazir shechino sol litzion, you do not... We add, insert Yalev Yavu at that point in time. Right, correct. Only Rosh Chodesh. Only Rosh Chodesh at night, correct. V'al hanisim b'chanukah purim v'chol kaigav n'shein l'omrim l'ilam l'kishim ha'brocha af al pi sh'lo hizchel b'brocha ha'shlerech v'sim ha'brocha nikra tekev k'sh'omar ha'shem sh'lo ha'brocha. Okay, now, look what he says now. V'yesh poiskim... The other poskim shecholkim v'oimrim da'af b'dvarim shemachazirin oisoi tekef kishemesayim habracha shemachzirim oisoi tekef kishemesayim habracha k'moi shehizkil bracha cherestamia. He quotes now the opinion of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says, what the Shulchan Aruch here says, you should be aware, is one of two opinions. There's another opinion that says, once you say the words Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayei HaNesim, it's too late. It's curtains. You have to go back and start the Shemona Esher all over again. You cannot insert in between these two things. The alcohol ponim nearly lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, what shall we do halacha lemaisa? There are two opinions. In niskar achash amar hashem. So he makes a pshara. Very interesting what he says. The Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees. In the article Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, we quote the whole thing here. And then they go on to note that Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees with this, the Mishnah Berurah and the Igros Moshe. I don't remember which chelik and which simin. But it says here, the Mishnah Berurah makes a pshara. If you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, and you did not yet say the words Mechayei HaNesim, you should say, Lamdeini Chukecha. You're in the middle of the Baruch of Mechayei HaNesim, Baruch Ato Hashem. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's no big deal. As long as you did not say the words Ato Kadosh, the Baruch lingers. Baruch Ato Hashem, go right ahead, say Mechayei HaNesim, and then say Ma'ashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem. The Mishnah Berurah says, don't do that. Don't follow the Shulchan Aruch. Follow the Kitta Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Ato Hashem, you can save it. You can say, you don't have to conclude the bracha. Don't say Mechayei HaNesim. Baruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha. It's a pasuk. So I'm saying psukim in the middle of Mechayei HaNesim. I have not yet concluded my bracha. Ma'ashiv Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayei HaNesim. Follow the kids of Shulchan Aruch. But and this guy, Achash Ama Hashem, lo yigmo mechayem esim, ele yisayim lamdeni chukecha, viye kikar posik levad, vidinoi ki ilu oimer adayim beemsa brocha, vichoyze lamashe varuach, vichayin ka agavda bechol dvorm, shemachzim naso, vichmo shebirarti beber halocha, ayin sham. But, this implication is, but let's say you already say, Baruch Ato Hashem mechayei hameisim, so now it's too late to say lamdeni chukecha, so now, you follow the Shulchan Aruch, you can be mekel, you can say, mashe varuach, lamorit hageshem, the brocha lingers on. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says to do, to make this basic compromise. Generally follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, add the word in between, but if you could only not say Mechayei HaNesim, you say Lamdeini Chukecha. Again, the Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not a good idea to start saying Psukim in the middle of Brachas. He disagrees with this Psach. You should not say Lamdeini Chukecha. If you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you say Mechayei HaNesim, and then say Ma'ashev Aruch HaMorid HaGeshem, like the leniency of the Shulchan Aruch, and you don't have to be Machmir like the Shita of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so this is a very interesting halacha. Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Rav Moshe Feinstein, all of these things come together in this very unique halacha. Let's just do another halacha via Gimel. Now this is another incredible leniency. There are a lot of chidushim which come out from halacha Gimel. B'mekoymos she'oymer mekayitz ma'ashiv haruch ha'morid ha'tol. In those minhagim, where they say even lav davka ma'ashiv haruch, even if you just say morid ha'tol im toha, it's a tremendous, great advantage. If you're sorry, it's nizal sorry, you have an incredible advantage. Im toha, if you make a mistake, and you say morid, and you say Im Tov, Yomar Gam Kein B'Chorif. In the winter time, it only works one way. In the winter time, if you say Moirid HaTol, so it's Shmini Atzeres, and you're supposed to say Moirid HaGeshem, and instead you say Moirid HaTol, Im Lo Nisgar Lach Hashem Baruch Ato Hashem Goymer HaBaruch HaMechayim Esim. If you're ready, it's already too late. It's beyond repair. You've already concluded the bracha. You already said Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayei HaNesim Ato Kadosh Baruch Kadosh. The Ein Tzarich Lachzar B'Shvil Haskaras Geshem Kevan Shekvar Zohar Tal. Incredible. Tal counts like Geshem. It's a form of Geshem. Tremendous Chiddush. So you don't have to. The Achim Nisgar Mikoydim Shem is Hashem. Of course. Oy Mebokem Desalka In Yonah Morit HaGeshem. However, so therefore, if you daven pure Nusach Ashkenaz, you put yourself in danger. You're not going to say in the summertime Moirid HaTol, you omit Moirid HaTol. So then if you say Moirid HaGeshem, I mean the other way around, in the wintertime you're supposed to say Moirid HaGeshem, and you're not accustomed to saying Moirid HaTol, so if you forget to say Moirid HaGeshem, you said nothing. Since a regular, pure minhag Ashkenaz, the custom in the summer is to say nothing, and now it comes the winter. In the winter, you're supposed to say Geshem, but you are on autopilot, and it's like 30 days, and you have to assume that you've done what you've done yesterday, and yesterday you've said nothing, so today, on the day after Shmini Atzeres, it's Ishri Chag, you're on the way to work. And you realize, wait a minute, I didn't even pay attention if I'm going to say Geshem, I have to assume on autopilot. And what did I do before? What did I do before the day before in Chol HaMoed Sukkos? I said nothing. So that means today I said nothing. You said nothing? That's it. Turn the car around, go back to Shul and daven, or get off the train and go back and go daven Shacharis all over again because you said nothing. So it's incredible that if you daven Nusach Svard, you save yourself the trouble during that period of time in the beginning of the winter when you're supposed to say Geshem. If you make a mistake and continue doing what you're doing on autopilot, you do not need to repeat the Shon Esrei. And because of this reason, you wouldn't believe this is shocking. You have to look in the Tanaim and argue with other. Some people have the Hakpada, there's a Hakpada. Bidafka, you should daven Nusach Ashkenaz and not say Morid Hatol a whole summer. Don't say Morid Hatol, just so that you should be forced to pay attention to your davening in the beginning of the winter to make sure you say Morid HaGeshem so you don't get lazy and you'll be punished by not paying attention to repeat the entire Shmon Esrei. That's a punishment, but you'll be required to repeat the entire Shmon Esrei. So bidavka, you should take upon yourself to daven the Nusach Ashkenaz, so 30 days a year you will be forced to pay close attention to your Shmon Esrei. That's how far it goes. Okay, let's go to Dalit. In Tobekaitz. Now, this is another very important one. In the summertime, the Amar Mashiv Ruchem and Geshem. In Nisgar Koydim Shama Habrachem Mechayim Esim, same thing. Choyzu Mask Latogib. Now, here, this is much a little more complicated because here you just can't insert something in the middle. When you omit something, you have to show that it's missing. Right? So, one thing, you're supposed to say it, and I didn't say it. So, you can stick it in wherever you want to stick it in. But if you said it and you were not supposed to say it, how do you undo what you were not supposed to say? So the only solution is to go back to the beginning of the sentence, to the beginning of the bracha, Ata Gibor. You must go back. In this Kodim Shama Bracha Mechaimesim Chozim Masla Ata Gibor. And the Ein Zos Midin Chazora. It's not midin chazor ela kadesh shadehe abrocha nikeres she'enu oimer ba mashav ruch morad geshem. Tremendous chen. That means you're going to be repeating Hashem's name as well. It says, "Ata gibar liolam Hashem, aleph dalad nun yud." It's Hashem's name. You're saying Hashem's name. You have to say Hashem's name again in order to show that you're not saying mashav ruch morad geshem. You don't go back to the first bracha. You would think, once I'm going back, I already go back to the first bracha. That far, you do not need to go back. You only have to go back to the second bracha. You have to show that you're not saying Hashem's name. You must go back to Dim Gata Gibor. Avlim nis, im loy niska alacha shesim amachayim esim. You have no choice. Choyz loy shatzila. Im loy omar rak mashif haruch, loy omar moirid hageshem. Einoy mazik klal. Let's say you catch yourself. Right? Let's say, ata gibor, liolam Hashem. Nechayim esim mata. Rav lo hoshia. Mashiv Horuach. And you don't say the words Moirid HaGeshem. So what do? Do you go back to Ata Gibor? And by doing so you're going to repeat Hashem's name? Or do you just continue Mechalkel Chayim B'chesed? Continue. The Iker is the words Moirid HaGeshem. Since he did not say the words Moirid HaGeshem, you're okay. He does not say, though, I don't know what the word Moirid. He just says, I don't know what he leaves hanging. Well, look, im lo yamar mashiv ruach v'lo yamar, he does it. Avol im lo niskar aliyach hashisim b'chayim esim chozel ruach im lo yamar rak mashiv haruach.
This is in the summer, though.
This is in the summer, right? In the summer.
We can see why. I mean, wind is year round.
Right. That's weird. But where the word morid,
yeah.
He doesn't tell us the whole halacha. It appears from not saying that you would have to go back. V'lo yamar, you did not yet say morid hageshem. Einoy maziklal, the Omer, you can continue saying Mechal Kelchaim. Next, im tob mairif, this is the same, this is the reverse we mentioned above, im tob mairif, oy beshachris, shal shmini atzeres, ve amoroi, you're not supposed, and shmini atzeres, at night, Ma'ariv and Shacharis, you are not supposed to say Geshem. Geshem begins with Musaf. So the night of Shmini Atzeres, you're not supposed to say Geshem. Let's say you make a mistake and you get a head start and you say Morid HaGeshem by Ma'ariv by Shacharis, it's okay. Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Royosh, you need not repeat the Shmon Esrei. Okay, so those are the basic rules of Mashav Ruach, and we will stop here.